Anders Fogh Rasmussen is the former Prime Minister of Denmark and, more importantly, the former Secretary General of NATO. Rasmussen made his first trip to Wyoming this week discussing the topic of America's will to lead or perhaps not lead when it comes to world affairs. Rasmussen thinks it's essential to return to being the world's leader. I asked him what he thought about the Trump administration's approach.
Well, of course, we are concerned about what I would call retreat and retrenchment of the United States. But actually, it started already during the Obama administration. So I would say George W. Bush was the last president who was a fully fledged supporter of the strategy that has been pursued by the United States since the Second World War. Then Obama, in opposition to George W. Bush, started what I would call an isolationist course, which has been fully fledged, rolled out by President Trump. So that's a major concern.
I know you spend time talking to other politicians in the United States, and so I'm wondering what you're hearing about that. Do you see this really as the view of the country, or do you take some of what Congress is telling you and some of what the president's telling you?
Well, I take some comfort in the bipartisan support in Congress for a more traditional, a more classical American foreign policy, which has as one of its cornerstone determined American global leadership. So that's what I meet when I meet with members of Congress from both parties. However, I feel when I'm traveling around in the United States that many Americans are actually reluctant to accept this global role of the United States. So for me, coming from Europe, it is a challenge in itself to convince the American people that it is in your own interest to be the global leaders.
Does the president, though, have a point? And some of the people you talk to have a point when they think that the United States over the years maybe had to take on too much.
Well, often America is criticized when it leads from the front. But when it leads from behind, or if the United States doesn't lead at all, the alternative is much worse. So in my opinion, I don't think the U.S. has done too much. And actually, right now, I think America is doing too little. We should always recall that while action has a cost, inaction might be much more costly. And I'm afraid that Syria is a tragic example of the costs of inaction. 400,000 people killed. More than 10 million people displaced. So I think if the international community had acted much earlier, then we could have prevented that catastrophe.
Mm-hmm. Do you see similar things like that possibly coming down the line if we continue some of this inaction and I guess some of this pushing back against the international community?
Well, I do believe that a continuation of American reluctance to engage will really put the world on fire. Already now we see how the Middle East is torn up by war, how terrorists have spread. We see a failed state in Libya. We see Russian aggression in eastern Ukraine, China flexing its muscles in South China Sea. We see the rogue state, North Korea. Already now, we see all these examples. So we need, I would say it in a very blunt way, we need a global policeman to restore international law and order, and I don't see any other candidate to act as the world's policeman than the United States.
Do you see the United States doing that anytime soon?
I think President Trump will realize, like all his predecessors, that as the president of the United States, you cannot just retreat. If you don't go overseas to take on your enemies overseas, then they will strike you on your own soil. We saw that 9/11, and it is in the United States' own interest to uphold the world order. So I think that fact will also need to be realized by President Trump.
Do you get some comfort that maybe that might happen? He has spent some time overseas. He is starting to meet with more leaders. And maybe you're starting to see a little changing of his tune?
Yeah, I think so. Firstly, he has appointed a security team, which is quite reasonable. They have the right approach, in my opinion. He also actually acted when President Assad crossed one of the red lines using chemical weapons against his own people. He has stated recently that he feels strongly committed to Article 5 in NATO, that is the commitment to defend each other if necessary. And his approach towards North Korea is, in my opinion, the right one. So I think gradually he will change his attitude because he has to.
Can I just follow up on that? His approach to North Korea is the right one. I imagine you mean the diplomatic side of things, not him taunting the leader.
Yeah, well, I think the key to solving the North Korean problem is and remains China. China is the only nation on earth having the sufficient economic and military leverage to really put pressure on Kim Jong-un. But I think a combination of more economic pressure from China and military pressure from the United States is the right way forward.
Very interesting conversation, Anders Fogh Rasmussen. Thank you for coming to join us and welcome to Wyoming.
Thank you very much.